So how did you get on with that exercise? It's quite a thought-provoking one, isn't it? Where I'm asking you how it is that you want to be remembered by other people once you've gone. That's very different from saying what is it that you want to accomplish in life. We're asking how is it that you would like to be remembered by others. This is a very different and quite a radical perspective, isn't it? Well, if you've actually conducted that exercise for yourself, then you're going to love what I'm sharing with you here. Because what we're talking about, as we're defining life purpose in this way, our greatest life vision, it's all the same sort of thing, is, yeah, it's nice knowing how it is that we want to be remembered by others, but this can sometimes leave us with quite a few question marks in regards to, okay, so now I know how I want to be remembered, but what the hell do I do? Because we still have money to make, and we've still got bills to pay, and we've still got all the practicalities of life that are inevitable, that are forever going to be coming our way. So, in this video, all I really want to do is just take a minute to introduce you to another really cool resource that we've created for you. All right, this is something that I issue to all of my clients. All right, and it's a workbook. It's 50 questions for finding your passion and purpose in life. All right, now to be honest with you, how I use this workbook is I would assign an entire session to this, sometimes an hour or 2 hours, all right? So I'm helping you now to understand how it is that I use these tools. So we designed this and we're giving it to you. We'll have a branded one that we've, this mine, if you like, and then there's an unbranded one that you can print off and use in your own practice, all right? So we're giving you absolutely everything you need to succeed here. And these 50 questions, you don't have to, you know, ask them the way that they're written out. You can reframe them, repackage them, tweak them, make them your own, all right? Full permission granted. We're not so anal about copyright stuff because this is all about making a difference in people's lives. And look at what my personal mission statement is. That's right, I'm here to make a difference, not just get rich, all right? So I want you to understand the power in these questions. Some of them might seem quite simplistic, but I promise you that once you work through the workbook yourself, you might just be reminded of some really important priorities that you have in life or some passions that you've kind of forgotten about over the years. So our life purpose, our personal vision statement, is about us defining how it is that we want to be remembered by other people. Now, if you think about it, me being seen as a loving husband, father, grandfather, and friend is going to demand that I commit to being authentic, that I commit to being who I fully am. Being loving, being caring, being giving, being creative, honest, integral, sincere, all of these things. So we can see how our personal vision statement now completely interconnects with core identity. The two completely tie together. Now, in the context of a life coaching session or a conversation or a relationship, it's important that you now are beginning to hold your client to account in terms of who they've disclosed themselves to be and in relation to the goals that they claim are of importance to them. Now, one way of doing this is through this workbook. What I would personally do, as I've mentioned, is have a conversation with the client and just work through the workbook conversationally to discuss them. Another approach could be you just hand it to them and ask them to fill it out and make as many notes as possible in between sessions. But either way, what you are doing is getting their focus now away from what they think they should be doing in life and focus more upon what it is that they actually want to be doing in life. Because sometimes the things that people think they should be doing in life are a million miles apart from what they actually want to be doing in life. Because if you're doing something in life that you genuinely want to be doing, then you're going to be naturally far more creative, far more passionate, far more joyful, far more whatever. What I'm saying here is that One of the main purposes of life coaching is to get people away from the things that they don't want and towards what they actually do. So this workbook's going to be a great resource for you to use to help other people find out and determine the difference. So print it off from the additional materials section, spend some time and work through it yourself. And I look forward to seeing you again in the next video, where we're going to be sharing a few more really cool resources with you.